I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. 9 months after Republicans dominated the November elections, Governor Matt Bevin got to take a victory lap at Fancy Farm over the weekend. Top Democrats skipped the event, leaving him largely unchallenged by opponents on stage. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says Bevin has come a long way from his underdog status in past Fancy Farm events.
Last year, Bevin was running what many thought was an underdog campaign for governor against Democratic Attorney General Jack Conway. During his speech, Bevin chose to criticize the bombastic tone of Fancy Farm, where politicians insult their opponents and the audience tries to shout down the speakers.
We literally are celebrating the very worst elements of the political process. We are celebrating our divisions, and we're doing it in a childish way that frankly does not resolve any of the issues that we face.
But this year, Bevin was surrounded by a fresh crop of Republican state officials, supportive U.S. senators, and very few Democrats. He was in a better mood.
One thing I appreciated, it was less nasty and personal. By having the Democrat crowd gone, they have become nasty, personal, vindictive, and it's unfortunate. And they've sullied the grand tradition.
While there weren't many Democrats on stage, there was still a strong showing in the audience. During Bevin's first 9 months in office, he's made moves to roll back the state's expanded Medicaid system, scrap the state health exchange created under Obamacare, and push for traditionally conservative legislation. He also made deep cuts to the state budget. Isaac Weiss, a Democrat from Louisville, says Bevin's first months were a complete disaster.
His several lawsuits show that he's not really aware of what the Kentucky Constitution states, and it shows that he's been a failing leader for Kentucky, and I hope that he's a one-term governor.
Bevin has tested the boundaries of the governor's powers by restructuring and removing appointees from boards that run the University of Louisville, one of the state's pension systems, and others. He's currently being sued by Attorney General Andy Beshear for the moves, and he's also involved in a handful of other lawsuits that deal with the scope of the governor's powers. But Republicans like David Spalding from Fancy Farm think he's doing a great job.
I like Bevin. I think there's a lot of opportunities in our state and obviously in our country. I think that he's got some good views, but I definitely think he's got an uphill battle to try to rectify some of the stuff that's going on in our state.
Bevin is trying to find ways to fix the state's grossly underfunded pension systems. He pushed the legislature hard during his first year in office to fund them at higher levels. He's also promised to clean up corruption in Frankfort, which he claims was rampant under previous Governor Steve Beshear's administration. He recently approved a $500,000 contract from an outside law firm to look into activities under his predecessor. House Minority Leader Jeff Hoover says Bevin's record during his first 9 months in office will encourage Republicans to vote in state House races this fall.
Folks are appreciative of the approach that Matt Bevin has taken. Even though they may disagree with him from time to time, someone that's coming in and mixing things up and say, we've got to do things differently. We have to do things better in this state if we want better results.
Republicans are trying to take control of the 100-member state House, which Democrats have held since 1921. They need a net gain of 4 seats to do it. Meanwhile, Democrats still make up a majority of voters in Kentucky, 51% compared to Republicans' 40%, but the state is trending Republican. Over the last 3 months, Republicans registered nearly 9,000 new voters, while Democrats picked up just 535. Democratic House Speaker Greg Stumbo says his candidates will run against Bevin's record. Bevin says he'd love that.
I tell you what, if he does that, we'll have 70 seats come November.
I'm Ryland Barton in Fancy Farm.